on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A man is in New York City police custody accused of setting a woman on fire who was sleeping on a subway train, killing her. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The body-worn cameras on the responding officers produced a very clear, detailed look at the killer.
Odyssey New York's Carol DiOria spoke to subway riders.
The woman had fallen asleep aboard an F train as it idled in the Coney Island Stillwell Avenue station. That's where she was set on fire and died. Henry believes he knows why that kind of violence keeps happening.
Too many sick people outside the street. The city is supposed to do something with those mental problems.
Governor Hochul recently promised to send members of the National Guard to help patrol the subways.
It's frigid in most of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, dropping into the teens in Baltimore.
I'm feeling cold. I should have wore a different coat.
The temperatures are dangerous if you're outside too long, CBS News Baltimore reporter Casey Baylor.
Medical professionals say it's important to dress in layers and keep yourself moving. Dr. Yemi Adebayo with the University of Maryland Baltimore Washington Medical Center says
that's going to keep the circulation of your body going, and it's going to be your biggest protector.
It is expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season, and not without problems, CBS's Christian Benavides.
Michael Jackman from Toronto is planning to escape the cold for the surf and sand of Hawaii.
First off, our bags got sent here instead of straight to Lihue, so we have to now go over to the customer assistance. I got new bags. I can't find it in the system.
Airports in the D.C. area, Boston, and other cities across the nation are seeing a steady stream of travelers.
This final Sunday before the holiday is also a busy shopping day.
This is the start of our shopping journey. Oh, yeah. A little late to the shopping, but excited.
Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman says he hopes President-elect Trump has a successful second term.
I hope, because I'm not rooting against him. If you're rooting against the president, you are rooting against the nation.
He appeared on ABC. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spoke on CBS's Face the Nation about the deportation of 200,000 migrants during the Biden administration.
What we have to do is to ensure that the problem does not continue. This broken system needs to be fixed.
CBS News has learned Trump is filling out his National Security Council with several officials who served in his first administration. Sources say both energy consultant Brian McCormack and Middle East advisor Andrew Peak will take seats on the council. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, we'll see snow mixed with freezing rain. A winter weather advisory kicks in and goes through Monday. Winds will increase to about 20 miles per hour out of the south. For Monday, snow and 31, a couple inches are possible. Monday night, clouds and 19.
Currently 26 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW System.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Cold, cold.
It's gonna be a long, long winter for me, for me. A long, long winter for me. You see, to my surprise, she's left me, and from her eyes I could see that it'd be a long, long winter for me. It's gonna be cold, cold and dreary every day, oh yeah. But somehow I don't feel she wants it that way. Lord, I hope I'm right, for I can't stand these lonely nights. And it's a long, long winter for me. Now that she's gone, the nights are not dark at all. And now that she's gone, the days are not all it seems. My girl is gone from me, and my heart's in misery. And it's a long, long winter for me. It's a long, long winter for me. Ooh, a long, long winter for me.
One of the most underappreciated soul groups of any era, that was The Impressions with Long, Long Winter from their album Keep On Pushing. That group was better known as the launching pad for two soul greats, both Jerry Butler and Curtis Mayfield started with The Impressions. And before that, we started out our number two with a, I don't know if it's a classic, but it is a very interesting tune by the Rolling Stones from their album Goat's Head Soup. That was Winter. The late 1960s psychedelic scene created some truly bizarre groups, and I think we got one here I was not very familiar with before I found this tune, and well, I guess the name of the album really says it all. Here is Tea and Symphony, that was not a mispronunciation, Tea and Symphony from their album An Asylum for the Musically Insane. Here's Winter. Thank you.
going. Smile with you, talk, dance, and sing. Look at you, busy with your living, breathing out your gentle breath.
One of his lesser known hits, that was Steve Miller Band from the album Book of Dreams. That was Wintertime. Don't even think about going anywhere, ladies and gentlemen, unless it's to put another log on the fire. It is the vocal component of an orchestra that had a lot of great hits, known mostly for the lead singer and his deep, deep voice. Stick around and find out who we are talking about when we come back here on WFHR.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Stay a while until the night is
is over. I'm just a station on your way. I know I'm not your lover. Well, I live with a child of snow when I was a soldier, and I fought every man for her until the nights grew colder. She used to wear her hair like you, except when she was sleeping, and then she'd weave it on a loom of smoke and gold and breathing. And why are you so quiet now, standing there in the doorway? You chose your journey long before you came upon this highway. Traveling lady, stay a while till the night is over. Just a station on your way. I know I'm not your lover.
The late, great Leonard Cohen from his debut album, Songs of Leonard Cohen. That was Winter Lady. And before that, we heard from a trio of ladies from Love Unlimited. That's the vocal trio of the Love Unlimited Orchestra, led by, of course, Barry White. Well, they went off on their own a few times and had a couple of hits, including It May Be Winter Outside, But In My Heart, It's Spring. Speaking of great vocals, up next we have one of the great vocal groups of all time, which makes sense seeing as how they were all brothers. This was before they made it gigantic with disco and probably some of their better work. From their album Trafalgar, here are the Bee Gees with Lion in Winter.
Big man, a star on the screen, some kind of James Brown, or something in between. Yeah. When I look for money, you smother me in charms. I can't live on glory. When you're bending both my arms, I was a lion in winter, and man, I had friends miles around. Upon your marble throne, you think you own the heavens, but you've got to be alone. You know I prayed for sunshine
a woman with my name. You don't want a living, you give away the game.
I was a lion in winter, and man, I have friends for miles around.
Oh,
The name of the band is Citizen, and they hail from southeastern Michigan and northwestern Ohio. See, they can get along when they try. And a tasty confection of all kinds of alternative music blended into a fine stew from their album Life in Your Glass World. That was Winter Buds. One more segment to go here, ladies and gentlemen, on Seth Faces the Music. And we're going to start it off with, well, one of the best-selling groups of all time. Yes, you heard that right. They are one of the best-selling groups of all time. They were the progenitors of a craze that started in the late 1950s and possibly influenced more single people than any group that came before them. They're coming up next on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, we'll see snow mixed with freezing rain. A winter weather advisory kicks in and goes through Monday. Winds will increase to about 20 miles per hour out of the south. For Monday, snow and 31, a couple inches are possible. Monday night, clouds and 19.
Currently 26 degrees.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
White snows of winter fall into the quiet town. The town lies a-sleeping beneath the down. It soon will be Christmas, bells will be ringing, bring us another. I've come to find her here. just I found.
The days are okay. I watch the TV in the afternoon. If I get lonely, the sound of other voices, other rooms near to me, I'm not afraid. The operator, she tells the time it's good for a life. There's always radio, and for a dime I can talk to God, dial a prayer. Are you there? Do you care? Are you there? And in the winter, extra blankets for the cold, fix the heater getting old. I'm wiser now, you know, and still as big a fool. I met your friend. She's very nice, what can I say? It was an accident. I never dreamed we'd meet again this way. You're looking well, I'm not afraid. You have a lovely home, just like a picture, no, I live alone. I found it easier. You must remember how I never liked the party life. Up all night, lovely wife. You have a lovely wife. And in the winter, extra blankets for the cold. Fix the heat. Together now. Ooh.
The ethereal Janis Ian from the album that also brought her biggest hit, Between the Lines, that was In the Winter. And before that, we started off this final segment with the Kingston Trio from the appropriate last month of the year. That was The White Snows of Winter. Up next, we have a singer that is probably the most popular obscure artist of all time. He has a dedicated following. He only puts out albums once every 15 years or so. But when they come out, boy, do his fans love it. This is from his record, Scott 3. Yeah, he numbered them for a while. Here's Scott Walker with Winter Night.
You're like a winter night. Your thoughts are frozen. You kiss your lovers in the snow. Too many icy tears glisten for someone. Watch the leaves as they shiver your loneliness. Your eyes are lanterns growing dim. I hum inside like the meadow.
One of their latter day hits, that was the 90s darlings Bush with The Sound of Winter. And that's just about going to do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for tuning in to Seth Faces the Music. Do appreciate all you listeners out there. Make sure you tune in again next week for more fun, more music, another great theme, and, well, let's talk about winter. We'll put it that way. We're going to wrap up the show today with a classic from the 60s. Here's Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 with Sometimes in Winter. So long, everybody.
I gaze into the streets, walk through snow and city sleet behind you.
Sometimes in winter, forgotten memories remember you.
I love you when the good times seems like memories in the spring that never came. Thank you.
excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The NYPD has a person of interest in custody after a woman was lit on fire inside a New York City subway car this morning. Police say she was sleeping on a stationary train when it happened. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The suspect used what we believe to be a lighter to ignite the victim's clothing, which became fully engulfed in a matter of seconds.
Metropolitan Transportation Authority Chief Security Officer Michael Kemper expressed his outrage at the attack.
There must be strong, swift consequences on this person.
It's expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season in airports and on roads. CBS's Elise Preston details some of the problems.
Some tempers flared. Police at LAX handcuffed and detained a passenger.